General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa are proud to present the first broadcast of a brilliant new series of programs bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari. Here is your storyteller, ex-hunter and game warden, Frank Lauderdale.
Thank you, and good evening. Tonight, I bring you a classic story by that great American writer, Ernest Hemingway. It's a story of cowardice and the excitement of a bravery newfound. It's a story of death, too. Although it's fiction, the events in the story are very true to life. I know you'll enjoy it. It's called The Short, Happy Life of Francis Macomba. Francis and Margot Macomba were wealthy Americans who were known as a comparatively happily married couple. Disruption was often rumored about their marriage, but it never happened, and, as the Society columnist put it, they were adding a spice of adventure to their romance by a safari in darkest Africa. Margot Macomba had been a great beauty, but she was not a great enough beauty to be able to leave her husband, and she knew it, and he knew it. Besides, he had too much money. They'd employed Robert Wilson to take them on safari in the bush of Kenya.
Morning.
Morning. I was just going to send the boy to wake you.
I've been awake for some time. What you got there?
Kippers and coffee. Sounds like an old-timer.
How can you tell?
From the way he's been coughing.
Yes. It was the coughing that woke me. Made him seem just outside the tent. Is he very close?
A mile or so upstream.
Will we see him?
We'll have a look.
I didn't think his roaring would carry that far. It sounds as though he were right in camp.
It carries a hell of a long way. Strange. I hope he's a shootable cat. The boys said there was a very big one about here.
If I get a shot, where should I hit him to stop him?
In the shoulders. In the neck, if you can make it. Shoot for the bone. Break him down.
I hope I can place it properly.
Oh, you shoot very well. Take your time. Make sure of him. And the first one in is the one that counts.
What range will it be?
Can't tell. Lion has something to say about that. Don't shoot unless it's close enough so that you can make sure.
At under 100 yards?
Hundreds about right. Might have to take him a bit under. Shouldn't chance a shot at much over there. 100's a decent range. You can hit him wherever you want to, then. Oh, here comes the Memsahib.
Morning. Are we going after that lion?
As soon as you deal with your breakfast. How are you feeling?
Marvelous and very excited.
Well, I'll just go and see that everything's ready. Noisy beggar. We'll soon put a stop to that.
What's the matter, Francis?
Nothing.
Yes, there is. What are you upset about?
Nothing.
Tell me. Don't you feel well?
It's that roaring. It's been going on all night, you know.
Why didn't you wake me? I'd love to have heard it.
I've got to kill it.
Well, that's what you're out here for, isn't it?
Yes, but I'm nervous. Hearing the thing roar gets on my nerves.
Well, then, as Wilson said, kill him and stop his roaring.
Oh, yes, darling. It sounds easy, doesn't it?
You're not afraid, are you?
Of course not. I'm nervous from hearing his roar all night.
You'll kill him marvelously. I know you will, and I'm awfully anxious to see it.
Eat your breakfast and we'll be starting.
Oh, it's not light yet. This is a ridiculous hour. Sounds almost here.
I hate that noise.
It's very impressive.
Impressive. It's frightful.
Well, come on. Your gun bearer has your Springfield and a big gun. Everything's in the car. We've got solid ammunition.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm ready.
Well, you get in front. The mem sahib can sit back here with me.
They climbed into the vehicle, and in the gray first daylight, moved off up the river through the trees. Macomba opened the breech of his rifle and saw he had metal-cased bullets. He shut the bolt and put the rifle on safety. He saw that his hand was trembling.
Well, look at the vultures up there.
They're circling and then dropping down. What does that mean?
It means the old boy's left his kill. Chances are he'll come to drink along here before he goes to lay up. Keep an eye out.
There he is. Ahead to the right. We'll get out and take him. He's a marvelous lion. How far is he?
About 75 yards.
We'll get out and take him. Why not shoot him from where I am?
You don't shoot them from cars.
Get out. He's not going to stay there all day.
Isn't he marvelous? Silhouetted on the bank there with the breeze just stirring his mane.
Go on. Take him.
Got him in the flank. Hit him again before he reaches the grass.
I hit him. I hit him twice. I heard the bullets go home.
You gut shot him and you hit him somewhere forward. You may have killed him. We'll have to wait a while before we go in to find out.
What do you mean?
Let him get sick before we follow him up.
Oh.
He's a hell of a fine lion. He's in a bad place, though.
Why bad?
Well, can't see him until you run him.
Oh.
Congoni.
Buona.
Bring Saib's big gun.
Dear Buona.
The mem sahib had better stay here.
Why?
Because I say so. You can see better from here.
I got Saib's big gun, Buona.
And take it. Now, let's go. It.
He went this way, Buona. See, there is blood on the grass, Buona.
What do we do?
Not much choice. We'll go in and look for him.
Can't we set fire to the grass?
Too green.
We could send Congoni and the boys in as beaters.
Yeah, we could, but it's just a touch murderous. You see, that lion's wounded. You can drive an unwounded lion, he'll move on ahead of the noise, but a wounded lion's going to charge. You can't see him until you're right on him. He'll make himself perfectly flat in cover you wouldn't think would hide a hair. You can't very well send boys in there to that sort of a show. Somebody's bound to get mauled.
What about the gun bearers?
Oh, they'll go. That's what they're paid for. But they don't look too happy about it, do they?
I don't want to go in there.
Oh, neither do I. Really no choice there. You don't have to go in, of course. That's what I'm hired for. That's why I'm so expensive.
Well, why not leave him, then?
You mean pretend to ourselves he hasn't been hit?
Yeah, just drop it.
It isn't done.
Well, why not?
Well, for one thing, he's certainly suffering. For another, someone else might run onto him.
I see.
But you don't have to have anything to do with it.
I'd like to. I'm just scared.
Why don't you go over and join the mem sahib while I just get it over with?
No, I want to go.
All right. You keep behind me and a little to one side. Chances are we'll hear him growl. If we see him, we'll both shoot. Now, don't worry about anything. I'll keep you backed up.
Could I have a drink of water?
Congoni, Margi, kwa buona.
Dear Buona. Margi, Buona.
Thank you.
Come on. Keep behind me and about 5 yards to the right and do exactly as I tell you. Watch the blood spore, Congoni.
Indeed, Buona. This way, Buona.
And you won't have gone far. Careful now.
Buona!
Macomba heard the coughing grunt, saw the swishing rush in the grass, and the wild roaring seemed to enfold him. The next thing he knew, he was running, running wildly in panic in the open, running towards the stream. He heard the crash of Wilson's big rifle. It crashed again. And turning, Macomba saw the heavy yellow bulk of the lion stiffening, the head sliding forward. The lion was dead, and the black men and the white man stood looking at Macomba in contempt. He walked towards Wilson.
Want to take pictures?
No.
Is it all right to come down?
Yes, it's all over. He's a fine lion. The boys will skin him out. We might as well stay here in the shed.
That was fabulous. I saw the whole thing. Mr. Robert Wilson, I'm gonna kiss you for that. There.
Oh, I say.
The beautifully red-faced Mr. Robert Wilson.
Story of the lion. Macomba hadn't known how the lion had felt when he felt the smash of the 505 that destroyed him. Wilson knew something about it and only expressed it by saying,
"Damn fine lion."
But Macomba didn't know how Wilson felt about things either. He didn't know how his wife felt, except that she was through with him. At lunchtime, they all sat under the double green fly of the dining tent, pretending that nothing had happened.
"Will you have lime juice or lemon squash?"
"I'll have a gimlet."
"I'll have a gimlet, too. I need something."
"I suppose it's the thing to do. What should I give the boys?"
"A quid will be plenty. Any more and you'll spoil them."
"Will the head man distribute it?"
"He will." "Well, here's to the lion."
"Here's to the lion." I can't ever thank you for what you did."
"Let's not talk about the lion. You know, you have a very red face, Mr. Wilson."
"Drink."
"Oh, I don't think so. Francis drinks a great deal, but his face is never red."
"Well, it's red today."
"No, it's mine that's red today. But Mr. Wilson's is always red."
Let's drop my beauty as a topic, shall we?"
"Conversation is going to be so difficult."
"Oh, don't be silly, Margot."
"No difficulty. Got a damn fine line."
"I wish it hadn't happened. Oh, I wish it hadn't happened."
"Amounts to nothing. Strain on the nerves, one thing to another."
"No. I suppose I wait that for the rest of my life."
"Oh, nonsense. Forget the whole thing. Nothing to it, anyway."
"We might try. I won't forget what you did for me, though."
"Nothing. It's all nonsense."
It doesn't have to go any further, does it? I mean, no one will hear about it."
"You mean, will I tell it at the club? I'm a professional hunter. We never talk about our clients. You can be quite easy on that. It's supposed to be bad form to ask us not to talk, though."
"I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. There are a lot of things I don't know."
"Don't worry about me talking. I have a living to make. You know, in Africa, no woman ever misses her lion, and no white man ever bolts."
"I bolted like a rabbit. Maybe I can fix it up on Buffalo."
"In the morning, if you like. Oh, here comes the Memsahib."
"Are you feeling better, Francis?"
"Much better."
"I've dropped the whole thing. What importance is there as to whether Francis is any good at killing lions? That's not his trade. That's Mr. Wilson's trade. Mr. Wilson is really very impressive, killing anything. You do kill anything, don't you?"
"Oh, anything. Simply anything. We're going after Buffalo in the morning."
"I'm coming."
"No, you're not."
"Oh, yes, I am. I wouldn't miss something like today for anything."
"We'll put on another show for you tomorrow."
"She's not coming."
"You're very mistaken. And I want so to see you perform again. You were lovely this morning."
"Lunch, Buana, Sasahiri."
"Thank you, Kongoni."
"Well?"
You're very merry, aren't you?
Why not? I didn't come out here to be dull.
It hasn't been dull.
No, it's been charming. You don't know how I look forward to tomorrow.
Lunch, ma'am, sahib.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
It's eland.
Oh, they're the big cowy things that jump like hares, aren't they?
I suppose that describes them.
It's very good meat.
Did you shoot it, Francis?
Yes.
They're not dangerous, are they?
Only if they fall on you.
I'm so glad.
Can't we let up on this a bit, Margot?
I suppose so.
Well, tonight we'll have champagne for the lion. It's a bit too hot at noon.
Oh, the lion. I'd forgotten the lion.
Have some more eland.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, Francis Macomba woke suddenly, frightened in a dream of the bloody-headed lion standing over him. And he listened while his heart panted. Then he realized that his wife wasn't in the other cot in the tent. It was 2 hours later that she came in, lifted her mosquito bar, and crawled cozily into bed.
Where have you been?
I just went out to get a breath of air.
Well, can't you be more original than that?
What do you want me to say, darling?
Where have you been?
Out to get a breath of air.
That's a new name for it. You're nothing but...
And you're a coward.
All right. What of it?
Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, but please, let's not talk, darling, because I'm very sleepy.
You think I'll take anything?
Please, darling.
There wasn't going to be any of that. You promised there wouldn't be.
Well, now there is.
You said if we made this trip that there'd be none of that. You promised.
Yes, darling. That's the way I meant it to be. But the trip was spoiled yesterday. We don't have to talk about it.
You don't wait long when you have an advantage, do you?
Please, let's not talk. I'm so sleepy.
I'm gonna talk.
Don't mind me, then, because I'm going to sleep.
And she went to sleep. At breakfast, they were all three at the table before daylight.
Sleep well?
Did you?
Wonderfully.
Do you think we'll find Buffalo?
A chance of it. Why don't you stay in camp?
Not for anything.
Why not order her to stay in camp?
You order her.
Let's not have any ordering, nor any silliness, Francis.
Are you ready to start?
Anytime. Do you want the Mem Sahib to go?
Does it make any difference whether I do or not?
No.
You're sure you wouldn't like to stay in camp with her yourself and let me go out and hunt the buffalo?
I wouldn't talk rot if I were you.
I'm not talking rot. I'm disgusted.
Bad word, disgusted.
Francis, will you please try to speak sensibly?
I speak too confounded sensibly. Did you ever eat such filthy food?
Something wrong with the food.
No more than with everything else.
I pull yourself together, laddie. There's a boy waiting at the table who understands a little English.
He can go to the devil!
If you'll excuse me, I've got one or two things to see to.
If you make a scene, I'll leave you.
No, you won't.
You can try and see.
You won't leave me.
No, I won't leave you. And you behave yourself.
Behave myself? Well, that's a way to talk. Why don't you try behaving?
I've tried it so long, so very long.
I hate that red-faced swine. I loathe the sight of him.
He's really very nice.
Oh, shut up!
Coming shooting?
Yeah.
I better bring a woolly. It'll be cool in the car.
I'll get my leather jacket.
The boy has it.
Got into the car, and nobody spoke. The car climbed up a small rise and went on through the trees and then out into the veldt. The driver going slowly, and Wilson looking carefully out across the veldt through his field glasses. The driver avoided warthog holes and drove round the mud castles Ants had built.
There they are.
Where?
There, you see. Three of them.
Oh, they're enormous.
They're off. Three old bulls. We'll cut them off before they get to the swamp. Come on, Conconi. Get this thing moving.
Indeed, boy.
We're doing 45 miles an hour.
We're catching them.
Their necks are part of their shoulders.
You see the shiny black of their horns?
I see them.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm going to take that near one.
Not from the car, you fool. This will do, Concordy. Stop. Now, get out and shoot. Well, that's one. Reload and get the other two, quickly. Now you're shooting. Get that other one. All right. Nice work. That's the three.
How many times did you shoot?
Just three. You killed the first and the biggest. I helped you with the other two.
The first bull got up and went into the bush.
Oh.
It's going to be just like the lion.
It's not going to be like the lion at all. Where did he go in?
That patch of bush over there.
Well, chances are he's dead.
Oh, that was wonderful. I never felt such a feeling. I don't think I'd ever be afraid of anything again. I feel absolutely different.
Well, much more fashionable than to say you're scared.
You're both talking rot.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just keep out of it.
You've gotten awfully brave, awfully suddenly.
You know, I have. I really have.
Isn't it sort of late?
Not for me.
Take the Springfield. You're used to it. We'll leave the Mannlicher in the car with the Memsahib. The only shot is straight into the nose because the boss of the horns covers any sort of brain shot. You ready?
Looking forward to it.
Let's go.
The car was parallel to the patch of brush. They followed the blood spoor across the dry ground. One of Wilson's gun bearers was about to walk into the bush when the bull came out in a charge, his little pig eyes bloodshot. Wilson knelt and fired. Macomba stood and fired. Pieces of horn flew like slate from a roof. Then he fired again, carefully, for the nose. He could see the little wicked eyes and the bull's head started to lower. Then he felt a sudden white-hot, blinding flash explode inside his head. And that was all he ever felt. Mrs. Macomba had shot at the buffalo with the 6.5 Mannlicher as it seemed about to gore Macomba. And she'd hit her husband at the base of his skull.
I wouldn't turn him over. Well, that was a pretty thing to do. He would have left you, too.
Stop it!
Of course, it's an accident.
Stop it!
I'll have to send a truck to Wireless for a plane to take us into Nairobi. Why didn't you poison him? That's what they do in England.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
I'm through now. I've begun to like you, husband.
Join us again next week for another story of the African Bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.